Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-E. Date of birth 7/15/91. Date of service is 9/26/2022. Date of accident was 5/25/2022. Sorry, 5/25/2020. When she was involved in an automobile accident as a T-bone on passenger side. She was a driver, and the accident occurred on West Grand Boulevard and Woodward area. And the impact caused her headaches and symptom of concussion, including headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, nausea, vomiting, and spots in the eyes, and loss in the vision field. And pain started in the neck and the lower back, with the radiation to the right arm and right leg as numbness, tingling, and some pain in the right shoulder with difficulty lifting the arm. The patient has now reported today that she has been undergoing physical therapy, and she has almost like 20% improvement overall, but not 100%. Although she has been able to go to light duty job, and she is doing physical therapy at Oro Physical Therapy, and she is also doing chiropractic treatment. She has not done any acupuncture. She is doing massage to everywhere. At this time, she reports her pain in the neck is around 3 and lower back pain is only 2. And right shoulder pain is 3, with the ability to lift the shoulder is all the way to 180 degrees. Some pain in the right leg and right knee is also reported, but it is all improved. ADLs are not gravely affected. And the patient is, system review reports mild headaches, which are less in intensity and less in frequency, to almost 50%. And this patient has a mild dizziness and vertigo, but there are no vision disturbance or double vision or confusion, disorientation, or loss of balance. The patient has anxiety and a loss of memory and a lack of focus and difficulty sleeping and weakness. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that she's suffering from stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back, as well as the pain in the neck, right shoulder, middle and upper back, and lower back, and right elbow. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the urine, or any stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is no changes in the pain level or any change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, except Tramadol. And substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance, history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 123/61 and pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit, 8/30/2022, dictation number is 0831-057. Please make sure you mention that the right shoulder has a range of motion of 180 degrees and no pain in the rotator cuff region is noticed, and the Hawken-Kennedy test is still positive. But range of motions are normal. No joint pain or tenderness is noticed in the right shoulder. Rest of the exam is the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy, to continue the medications, which are Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day, Skellaxin 800 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, and Tramadol ER 100 mg daily. Lidocaine ointment has been provided for the patient, and Imitrex tablet for extreme severe headaches. Patient is also provided with the Namenda 5 mg daily, and Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours ER and 50 tablets. Imitrex tablet 20, 50 mg are provided for extremely severe headaches. The physical therapy continues 2 times per week for the affected area, which includes neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, and puzzle with the right knee and right elbow. And she remains disabled, and she's provided with a light duty job 7 hours, 7 days with 7 pound lifting limit and house arrest replacement. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days time. Her case is being resolved at this time. Her maps were investigated and were considered, as well as his her urine drug screen was also obtained to ensure there is no drug abuse going on. Thank you.